Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, this is going to be a quick show, but it probably should be, I'm going to say this is part one, so it's going to be a quick show. This is Dove Knight. It's about, I want no mental illness from past relationships. I discussed in previous podcasts in the past about dealing with people from the past who are negative. And, you know, I had people who came around me 20 years ago who I haven't seen in years coming around bringing up people or places that I've been that is no longer relevant. And, you know, I think it has to do with the mental illness because 2021 has nothing to do with 2000. It's a totally different era. It's over. And I'm on a much higher, more awareness than I was back in those days, or 1999 or 97. And it really is really crazy or sick for someone to bring up about a previous friendship where this particular person who I have not seen in 20 years say they don't want that, they want nothing to do with me. I will say that I have not seen that person in 20-something years or, you know, that which is true, or don't even think about that person. Now, if that person's angry, don't want nothing to do with me now, well, it's obviously that something is wrong with that person if they mention me because I have not contacted them. I will say this. I don't think that person was well enough to begin with, and I'm glad I'm not with that person. I cannot deal with somebody who is dysfunctional or not well enough to deal with to be in a relationship in the first place. When I was younger, trying to heal from all the stuff I went through in my past, and still am, because I'm an artist, struggling artist, living in L.A. for many years. And in progression of being healthier, is to know that time brings more awareness to health. I cannot think about or talk about somebody that the perception that I got was they were not well enough with substance abuse or with their own illness. I made a stance that I cannot hang around with somebody who has a severe mental illness or a dysfunction or a criminal because they will not be able to be friends with me. And I think that when someone ends a friendship abruptly because they're moving, just because they're moving and don't want nothing to do with me, I realized that they were not a good friend to be around with. Particularly in the beginning of the stage of the friendship, I probably should have never been friends with them in the first place. When, you know, they treated me like I felt used and other things. But I ain't going to bring that up. That's in the past. I had to move on. So I haven't seen that person in 20 years. I wish that person the best of luck. If I dealt with somebody directly or somebody from my past directly involved and it was a different experience, then that's a different thing. Friendships, relationships, or so on. Like in the news, you see Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they got back together after 19, 20 years. Good for them. But my situation is much different because it was just a friendship. Or wasn't a friendship at all. It was a friendship, you know, a former friendship. But I learned that as I got older, I had to hang around with people who are healthy. I can't hang around with a criminal or deal with them because they attracted, you know, I was, you know, being in the industry, the criminals came around me. I cannot deal with someone who's dysfunctional or a drug user or alcohol addicted person because it will, because this friendship in the past had alcohol problems, and I believe they were not well enough because of that, and that was a factor in why we didn't get along. I had my own problems in the past with my own people and my own family with substance abuse, and to knowledge to know that, that being around negative people or people participating in negative things will only bring negative consequences. I have to be healthy. Or people with a severe mental illness. There's no way you can be friends with someone like that. And if this person is still angry with me, well, I wish them the best of luck, because something is wrong if I haven't seen them in 20 years or so and they're still angry, but at the same time, they have a right to be angry and hang out whoever they want to, because I don't want to be around somebody like that. I have to be around somebody who's positive. You know, I've written this song, I'm Over You. You can find out I'm Over You on Spotify, Twitter, you know. Well, anyway, the point thing is that I have to be positive. I have to be with somebody who's healthy and is up to par with me directly, and who I deal with directly. I don't deal with dysfunctional people. I don't deal with people with severe mental illness. I don't deal with somebody who's a criminal or substance abuse user, only because it's not healthy for me. Past experiences show that being involved with people like that bring about bad experiences. Because for someone who has survived so many bad experiences, including, you know, I'm lucky to be alive, coming to L.A. and before I came to L.A. to be a star, has so many bad experiences. So I have to be careful who I deal with in order for me to maintain sobriety or stability. And I don't think about that person, because when I think of that person, that was a negative situation. It brings about negative consequences, especially if I haven't seen them or known them for so a long time. That includes anybody in my family. I don't hang around with them either if they're negative. If they're a criminal, if they got severe mental illness, if they're substance abuse, I can't hang around it. It's just my way of saying sobriety. Especially if some, you know, but I think that I dealt with somebody or some people who came around me for a very long time who I did not know, who targeted me simply because they're jealous. And that was, and didn't want me to make it in the industry. That was evil. So I dealt with some people who were severely mentally ill and severely dangerous, in my opinion, because they did not get their act together. They can't move on from the past. They target me because of their ulterior motives. They're criminals, and I don't hang around with anybody, regardless of where they come from. But when they bring up something about somebody that I knew in the past, I don't care, because I haven't seen that person in 20-something years, and I never will. It's obviously that they either they bring up something or something that doesn't pertain to today. That includes situations related to records or so on. We don't talk about something that happened 20 or 30 years ago or 40 years ago because it's irrelevant. What's irrelevant is happening in 2021. I have to be healthy. I'm much healthier than I was in 1999. I'm much aware of how I deal with relationships. If I dealt with this person directly and it was a totally different situation, then I'd be something to attune to. I cannot talk about somebody I haven't seen in 20 years or who has exhibited behaviors that will undermine my chance to stay stable. So if in order for me to stay stable and to be happy and to be positive consequences, stay away from the negative. I can't deal with someone with substance abuse, addiction, or alcoholism, or somebody who has a severe mental illness, or somebody who's a criminal. It only brings negative consequences. I'm not born to be hanging around those types. I hang around with people who are positive and treat me well, and especially who deal with me directly. That's the goal for me. Be positive and do the best I can. Life is already too difficult because I haven't seen those dreams and so many aberrations and tribulations that I went through, but it's not for me to be on stage or to be dealing with things at this time in my life with something that don't pertain to the reality of what's going on today. Because these people are living in the past. If they want to stay in the past, they need to seek a psychiatrist, because 2001 or 1999 is not coming back, or 1985. They bring up stuff back in those times, then something is wrong with them. It matters about 2021. We got a coronavirus. We got a Delta variant. We're trying to stay alive. That's more important to me than what happened when in my childhood or some records that don't pertain to what's going on today. If they are used to anything related to what I was doing as a child or who I met when I was 20, then something is wrong, or 15 or whatever, when I was 15. So when I was 15 years old, 20 years ago, whatever, it's irrelevant. Good day, good night from Dove Night.